About half the carbon pollution in Virginia comes from cars, trucks, and buses. So environmentalists are asking lawmakers to promote the sale of electric vehicles that don't pollute.
We want a pro-EV policy in Virginia. And the 2021 General Assembly is the time to do it.
Stuart Gardner is with Generation 180, a group that promotes clean energy. It's backing a bill from Delegate David Reed that would provide cash incentives of $2,500 to people who purchase new EVs, with an additional payment of $2,000 from the state for low and moderate income buyers. Used electric cars and hybrids would also qualify for state rebates. Generation 180, the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, and 31 other groups are also backing a bill from Delegate Lamont Bagby that would require automakers to send more electric vehicles our way.
We compared six cities in Virginia versus six cities in Maryland, and we found even though Maryland is a smaller state, sells fewer cars, we found that Virginia had about 44% to 54% fewer electric vehicles in their inventory.
The state is already using millions of dollars from the Volkswagen settlement to build a network of charging stations for electric cars, and Gardner says that will create more jobs in Virginia. I'm Sandy Houseman.
You know, almost 50% of carbon emissions come from Virginia's transportation system. Here is an easy way to address that. Already, the state is working with a company called EVgo through a $14 million contract, and the goal is to have some 95% of Virginians within a reasonable range of a public charger.